This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
This is Pastor David Ewers of Maranatha International. Join us every Monday on this radio station, WCNO, at 1 p.m. as we build your faith through the Word of God.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the Word.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the Word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the Word and healing.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International, Church of Worship of the Word and Healing. Here we are on this Monday afternoon. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. We're actually 2 days before Christmas. So before I don't get a chance, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I believe that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Before we get into the Word of God, I just wanted to say that we appreciate you listening to this ministry throughout this year. I believe that this ministry has been a blessing to you. I also want to encourage you. We just celebrated our anniversary. I want to give you an opportunity to, if you want to, you know, give into this ministry, and you know that this ministry has been a blessing to you. You've enjoyed the messages that have been spoken, and it's been just helpful to you in your growth as a Christian. I believe that Maranatha is a place where you can come and enjoy the very presence of God, but also is a time where you can actually come and experience growth in your spiritual life, in every, as a matter of fact, every area of your life. And I believe that Maranatha has a lot to offer to you. It's a place where you can come as a family, a place where you can grow as a family, and I believe that God wants you to be a part of this great ministry. I believe that 2020 is going to be a year where we're going to be experiencing some great and mighty things. Right now, we're in the midst of getting our own building, so I want you just to continue to pray for us. Now, some of the things that this ministry has to offer, before we get into the Word of God here, we have a men's character building class that's every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We also have a Thursday night online Bible study, which is live, 7 to 8. Give us a call at 561-383-6574 to get the conference call number and the code so you can plug in and just listen to some dynamic teachings on faith. Right now, we're on the series of Teach Me How to Pray, and I believe that it's going to be a blessing to you. And also, you can join us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. If you love praise, if you love worship, if you love to experience the very presence of God, and then you have dynamic words that are spoken with revelation, with inspiration, and also a time where the prophetic word can be spoken over you, over your family, over your generation, then this is the place where you can come and just join in with us. So I believe that this is a church for you, the place that you've been longing for. Not just a church just to tickle your ears, but a church where you can grow and you can walk in the destiny of what God has for you. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we come before your divine presence. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. We thank you, Father God, for this year where you have brought us to. We're in December right now, God. Father God, and we are so thankful that you have brought us this far, Lord God, and you're always taking us to more, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, you'd bring us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Father God, these people, Lord God, that are listening this afternoon, we ask, Father God, for your special blessings, Lord God, upon their lives, upon their children. Father God, we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, over this country, over our communities. Father God, we know that there's situations that's going on, Father God, in the leadership, Lord God. So we pray, Father God, for your for wisdom. We pray, Lord God, Father God, for your direction, for your will to be done. Father God, and whatever transpires, Lord God, will be your will. We praise you, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for the listeners, Lord God. You said at the entrance of your word, it gives light. So we pray, Father God, for an enlightenment. Open our eyes that we may see, and that we may behold wondrous things, Lord God, out of your law. We love you, Father God, and we praise you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. And we ask all these things in Jesus Christ, and we pray. And every verse says, amen. Well, once again, I greet you. It's such a delight. I know we have new listeners every week. So we definitely welcome you, and we say that you are part of this ministry. And I believe that something is going to be said today that's going to be a blessing to you. Now, as you know, we've been in a series of Teach Me How to Pray. I believe that if you kind of know how to pray and how to go to the throne of God for yourself, yes, you know, the pastor can pray for you. But when you're in a situation where you can't reach the pastor, you should be able to know how to pray and how to access the things of God. And I believe that as we have gone through these series, I believe that information has been shared with you that you can not only just be hearers of the word, but also just doers of the word. Everything that I say, I want you to put into action, put into practice. So we've been talking about Teach Me How to Pray. And under that heading of Teach Me How to Pray, we've been talking about the relationship that praise have with your prayer. It's not just prayer that's standing alone, but praise and thanksgiving has to be mixed. And it has to create an environment of where your prayer can be heard, and you hear your prayer could be boisterous, and your prayer can be bold and strong. So, what I want to do today, I want to talk about the relationship between faith and praise. All right, the relationship between faith and praise, because if we're going to pray and have effective prayer, we have to pray in faith. All right, that's what it says in James. But also, we also have to know the part that praise and the role that that praise play in our lives. And I believe that this has to be very. We have to have a good understanding of the of where praise is positioned. All right, so we're going to talk about the relationship between faith and praise. Now, if you want to turn with me, I want to turn with me to Philippians. But before we turn to Philippians, I'm going to read some Psalms about how they describe praise and how they talked about praise. Like, for instance, in Psalms 147, it reads, it says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God." So it shows us that it is a good thing to sing praises to our God. It says, "For it is pleasant." What is pleasant? Singing praise. "And praise is beautiful." Now, if you turn over to Psalms 148, we see again it talks about praise. It starts off by saying, "Praise the Lord," or "Praise Yahweh," "Praise Jehovah." "Praise the Lord from the heavens." Catch us now. "Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels," a demand, the command to praise. "Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him," catch this, "sun, the moon, the stars." It's commanded to praise him. "Praise him, you heavens of heavens. Praise him, you water." See, water's not even left out. "Praise him, your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created." Now, when we turn over to, like, for instance, Psalms 150, which is the last psalm, It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his what? Mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. And then it goes through a series of instruments of how we should praise him. And it then starts, and then it ends by saying, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And there's a lot of things that I know that hath breath. So I believe that God is, he said, I command everything that hath breath to give me the praise that's due unto my name. Now, there is a relationship. And if we understand this relationship or this linkage between our faith and praise, that when we go into prayer, we can be more effective in our prayer. And a lot of times we don't realize that God wants the element of praise. As a matter of fact, the scripture says, come before his presence with what? With singing. Come before his presence with praise. Come before his presence acknowledging his greatness and speaking of how well he is. And he says that, enter into my gates with thanksgiving and into our courts with what? Yes, with praise, with praise. Now, if we turn over to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6, we're going to learn some things here. We're just going to start off with verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes. No. Rejoice in the Lord always. So we should always be giving God praise. And again, I say rejoice. So he wanted to reiterate the importance of us giving praise to God. Not just going to God and asking him for these four things and these three things. But God says, I want you to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. It says, don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Don't pull out your hair. Don't stay up all night wondering what you're going to do about the kid. What are you going to do about the bill? What are you going to do about the business? It says, don't be anxious for nothing. Catch this now. But in everything, say everything. Yes. Everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let me say that again. But in everything by prayer and supplication. So we got the prayer thing down. We have the supplication down. We ask for special requests. But we don't add that element of thanksgiving, of praise, or setting the thermostat or in an environment of being thankful. It says, okay, let me read it again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to who? God. And the peace, the shalom, the irene of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, so we see here that there is a relationship between our prayer, our faith, and also our praise. Now, if I was to ask you something, think of something that you always wanted and you've been praying for, and this is at the top of the list. You know, you made a list of things that you said, man, these things, if I could just have these things, I would just be so jubilant. I'll just run the halls and just shout and say, God, thank you so much. Now make that list of 10. Now narrow it down to 3 and then bring it to the 1. What if someone knocked on your door? This thing that you've been praying for, this thing you've been asking for, someone knocks on your door, you go to the door and you open the door and they hand it to you. How would you respond? I'm sure I posed this when I was doing a prayer, the Bible study on Thursday. Some of the responses were, they may shout. Some may say, I'm speechless. Some may, you know, man shed a tear and says, oh my God, I finally got what I want. Some of us would pray. Our response would be, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And shake that person's hands just over and over. Or someone may say, I'm so thankful. I could just pray. There is a level of this thanksgiving and praise. So God is saying that I just don't want you to praise me after you get the item. but I want you to praise me before, as if you already have that item. All right? And that's where you're exhibiting faith. So we're going to talk about the relationship between what? Faith and praise. Now, let's first look at faith. When we look at this word faith, if I was to ask you, what is faith? Or what is one word that would describe faith? Some of us would be saying trust. Some of us would say belief. When we look at this word faith, it means a firm persuasion, or you're fully persuaded. The word for faith, it comes from a Hebrew word, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And it gives you the idea of being confident of what we hope for. In other words, what we're expecting, and convinced about things we do not see. The first definition that we see that eloquently describes faith is in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let me read it in another version. Trusting is being confident of what we hope for, meaning expecting, and convinced of what we do not see. So we see that that was defined in Hebrews chapter what? Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, there is another definition, and you look at it from a different angle. In Romans chapter 4, verses 16 to 20, we see Abraham. You remember Abraham, how God promised Abraham that through his seed, or through his wife, he's going to bring a son that's going to be a blessing to the nations. And we see a conversation that's going on in this particular chapter. And you can, if you listen closely, you can actually hear another definition of what faith is. Let's read Romans chapter 4, verses 16. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also those who are of the faith of who? Yes, Abraham, who is the father of us all. 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, referring to Abraham, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. That's what faith is. Another example or another definition of faith. Faith calls the non-existent things into existence. So we see two definitions now. First of all, trusting is confident of what we hope for and convinced of what we do not see, but also faith, or pistis, is it calls non-existent things into existence. You see how that works? Now, we're in Romans, so let's turn over to Romans chapter 10, verses 9. I hope you're catching this, because we're going to link the relationship between faith and praise. Have that link between faith and praise. Now, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9, this is a very familiar scripture. Those that have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a scripture that we would use that tells you how to come into that relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your what? Yes, your heart, that God has raised him, who? Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes. Let me say that again. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we see two things that are involved here. The confessing with the mouth, and the believing in the heart. So faith starts from your heart. I believe in my heart. Therefore, I say it out of my mouth. You see how that works? So faith is a spiritual force coming out of your heart. What I mean by the heart, it means the core of your spiritual being, the very core of who you are. All right? So faith is very important to God. A matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 11, I believe it's like 6, it says, he that come to God must believe, because he, meaning God, is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And it goes on to say, and it highlights that without faith, without trusting, without being firm or fully persuaded, it is impossible to please God. I mean, that's, I don't know about you, but that's a prolific statement. That means that in anything that you do, it has to be done in faith. All right? We're saved by grace through faith. All right. So God says that in your prayers have to be in faith. When you're singing, you have to sing in faith. When you're worshiping in faith, because that's what pleases God. Now, he goes on to say that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I believe on 4 occasions, it says the just, the righteous, those are in right standing with God, shall live by faith. In other words, tailor their life in a fashion of trusting God. Not worried about your bill, not worried about your mortgage, not worried about your child, but live a lifestyle trusting God. Are you catching this? So now God now comes back and he says in Romans chapter 12, he says he has given each person a measure of faith. So each one of us has a measure of faith that we can work with. And a matter of fact, he tells us how we can get faith. In Romans chapter 10, verses 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. So every time you hear the word of God, you're getting faith and you're building faith. Good? Now let's link this now with praise. Last week, we gave some definitions of praise. When you look at the word praise, it means to express approval or admiration of. You remember we gave an example where you wanted something and you finally got it and you said, man, I praise you, man. Thank you so much. Or you have a coworker that has been doing such an excellent job and you praise and said, man, I've never seen you do such great job. You're a wonderful worker. All right. Or you praise your husband. You praise your wife. That's kind of lacking in some type of our relationship. We don't give praise to the people, our loved ones around us. Now, imagine how you feel. You feel good. You feel lifted up. You feel like you go and conquer the world. What happens if our praise is now directed to who? Yes, God. It makes his chest big. It puts a smile on his face. It says, look at my son. Look at my daughter giving me the praise or the accolades that's due unto me. So when we see words like, words that we have talked about in the past, yada, which means to revere and to give thanks, barak, which means to bless and to praise as a blessing, shabak means to exclaim with a shout, praise, shout of praise, hala, H-A-L-L-A-L, it means to shine, it means to boast, it means to celebrate extravagantly. So these are words that describe praise, azamar, to make music, toda, to confess praise with thanksgiving, rum, to exalt, to display or to lift high, taka, which means to clap your hands, and machal, which means to dance. So these are various words that describe praise. Now we have to now link our what? Our faith with our praise. An example of that is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20. We see Jehoshaphat, he was faced with an army, the Moabs, and all these armies that were coming against him. We see that in the midst of all those armies coming against him, he went and he sought the face of the Lord in prayer. But he not only prayed in faith, but he also began to start setting up and appointed musicians and worshipers to praise him. Now let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 20. So they rose up early in the morning and they went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God and you shall what? Be established. Believe. And that's talking about faith, right? And he says, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. So on one hand, he's talking about what? Faith. And then in verse 21, it says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise Tehillah, praise the beauty of holiness, and they went out before the army and were saying. They went out what? Before the army. So we send out our praise first. Why? Because victory is in our praise. Now they begin to start singing, and guess what? When they begin to start singing, something significant happened. The scripture says that God set ambushes. In other words, praise engages God in your situation. A matter of fact, it says that when you praise, he inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, what he does, he comes and sit down on the throne of your praise. And when the enemy comes, victory is guaranteed. That's the reason why Paul and Silas, they got the victory. They were in a prison situation, and they opened up their mouth, and they praised God. And guess what? The earthquake shook the prison. All the chains were broken off all the inmates, and there was a breakthrough in that in the environment. So when we praise God and we link now our praise with faith, it's powerful. I wish I had some time to kind of go into this, but I'm going to just kind of share a little bit of it. In Psalms 106, verses 8, verses 12, it reads, it says, then the people believed God's word, and they sang the praises. A little bit of background of this. The people were just now delivered out of Egypt. And then when they saw what God did, he brought them through the Red Sea. He closed the Red Sea on his enemies. The scripture now says, then they believed God's word and they sang praises. God is saying that, hey, don't wait until you see the breakthrough to praise me, but I want you to praise me before the breakthrough. Don't wait until 2020 gets here. Praise him now for 2020, because I believe that there's great things going to happen for you in your life, in your family. All right? I want to pray for you. Father God, I thank you and I bless you, Father. Father God, let your spirit, Lord God, just descend and rest, Lord God, upon every individual hearing. Pray, Lord God, that your voice will be even clearer, that your voice, Lord God, will be so sharp. Father God, we declare and decree, Father God, blessings, Lord God, upon every individual, Lord God. Those that are sick, Lord God, we speak divine healing. We bless you, Father God. We give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you a praise. In Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen. Again, I want you to invite you out to come and worship with us. Also, call us at 561-383-6574. And also, go on our website, maranathainter.org. And there's a place where you can sow into this ministry. Sow bountifully. The scripture says if you sow sparingly, you would reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. May God richly bless you, and may his face shine upon you. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Love you.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574.
A church of worship, the word and healing.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. call 772-341-9895